This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36 and you are with Ayman, Cam and Kelvin on the evening edition. And right now is the market wrap and we have Sean Tan is in the studio. Hello, Sean. So, Plus Malaysia Berhad has promised to address the difficulties faced by highway users. This is after they removed the top-up lanes at the toll last week. So the move is drawing mixed reactions from users, and apparently there's even a hashtag that's currently trending on social media.
Right. So the hashtag that's going viral is Manso Touch and Go. So if you want, just click on it on Twitter or wherever, and then you'll see what kind of comments are coming up. So this is basically coming from angry highway users who complain about limited top-up alternatives, people needing to leave their vehicles to go somewhere to reload, unreasonable surcharge, and also the need to have at least this 5 ringgit balance in the card or something like that. So basically, they're not angry at Plus, but mainly with Touch and Go, which they allege is having a monopoly and doing things as it wishes. Mm-hmm. So it's also compounded frustration of sorts, a lot of these things, because people also lamenting about Touch and Go refusing to transfer the balance from inactive Touch and Go cards to a new card, so cards will become dormant after being inactive for 12 consecutive months. But coming back to the Tambanilai lanes itself, Plus says it will work with Touch and Go to sort out these concerns, but noted that it will take some time.
Plus has explained that the move is to reduce congestion, but also considered that Touch and Go must improve its reload management to make it easier to top up the electronic payment card. They're not denying there's a problem here, though, are they?
Clearly. So previously they said it takes an average of 3 minutes for each person to reload their card at exit lanes, which is supposedly causing congestions. But users are saying the congestion is worse now without these lanes. And Plus says consumers have the option either to reload using e-wallet or Touch and Go card reload centres, including ATM machines, selected R&R areas along the highway, petrol stations, supermarkets, and self-service kiosks. They also have 11,000 reload points and 65 reload lanes at entry lanes at selected toll plazas, among others. Plus also advise motorists to not alight from their vehicles if they have insufficient balance when exiting. And instead, they've been told to press the intercom button to alert the Plus customer service officer to assist. Because sometimes you do feel like there's somebody sitting inside, but they don't want to come out.
You know, I would never know what to do now if, let's say, I did run out of cash in my Touch and Go card, if I couldn't just reload at the toll booths.
Right. So, so that's the common concern right now. And people just panic and just come out of the car.
Yeah.
And then
the most obvious is to see if you can walk towards the most left lane, look for help and get back to your car.
Yeah. But and because sometimes I have used the intercom.
Yeah.
I've called for assistance and it didn't come. I have to wait for a few minutes and then I have to come out from my car. So I think that's also a problem.
So when that happens, you're still holding up traffic. There isn't really a clean solution here.
Right.
You can let us know what you think might work best. You know, should they reinstate the reload, the top-up lanes back?
And Tambanilai.
Yeah, the Tambanilai lanes. You can let us know.
It's not that many, it's like one lane.
It's just one. Just one. Usually the one on the left. Let us know your thoughts. 7733 2900 is the number to call. WhatsApp 018-789-8899. You can also tweet us at BFM Radio. And for now, moving on to Bursa. And actually, speaking of Touch and Go, their parent company, CIMB Group, which owns 52% a 52% stake in the company, made an announcement yesterday to improve their services at Plus Tolls.
Yeah, so basically this comes a month after the JV partners Plus and CIMB, they both reached a settlement over a dispute involving Plus's decision to launch its own toll collection system using the RFID system. Mm-hmm. So now CIMB Group and Plus are collaborating to give additional payment options to allow customers the choice to link their Touch and Go RFID tags to any bank accounts, credit cards, debit cards, or the Touch and Go e-wallet. Hmm. So For starters, the Touch and Go RFID services will be available from January next year in 10 open system toll plazas at Plus Highways, and by April 2020 for all 83 closed system toll plazas. And over time, they said the RFID-driven payment mode is expected to replace the Touch and Go cards. So CIMB Group CEO Tengku Dato' Sri Zafrul Aziz said the democratization in toll payments is something they fully champion. So at close today, CIMB Group was down 7 cents at RM5.29.
Thank you, Sean, for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.